I'm gonna say good evening because it's still technically Tuesday, and it's Tuesday, January the 5th, but it's 11:32 p.m. and it will be midnight soon, which means it will be Wednesday, January the 6th. Well, today I was at the John's Famous Stews for lunch with co-workers. And usually on the television sets there, they have the sports playing or some football game or something like that. But today, they had on Obama's press conference about gun control. And I really couldn't take it. I mean, essentially, it made me so angry. I had to get up and just basically I screamed, "Fuck you, Obama," in the restaurant and I left. My coworkers got a kick out of it, and I think, frankly, most of the people there just didn't give a shit. I mean, I really think that many of the people that we live with, work with, talk to these days are just barely awake. And so I didn't expect anyone to even say anything. I was simply that pissed off. Nobody wants to see anyone die. No one, or I shouldn't say that. I don't want to see anyone die. I stopped being a Republican in part because of the Republican support for all of these incredibly stupid, as time goes on, I think provably so, wars, where we go around blowing the shit out of people. And the thing is, Obama simply continued those. So if this was a question of not blowing the shit out of people, which means not killing children and mothers and fathers, then one of the things Obama could do immediately, and so he doesn't have to cry like he did on TV today, is he could stop these fucking wars. He could stop funding ISIS via CIA in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. He could stop all of the worldwide rampage and ravaging that our military infrastructure is currently doing around the world. These are things he could do. These are practical steps within his power to stop some horrific murdering and killing of people's mothers and fathers and daughters and sisters and brothers. So let's just put this on the table. Obama's a fucking hypocrite. His crying about, people dying, children dying, he doesn't give a fuck. I bet you dollars to donuts, within a matter of weeks, he's probably going to send a hellfire missile in the direction of Southern Oregon towards those ranchers who are hanging out at the BLM, at the BLM location. I mean, he'll do that, and I'm sure that we'll have to make sure we call them terrorists and murderers first, and I'm sure someone will talk about abusers and child abusers so that we frame them as monsters before we set them on fire. So, no, I don't buy Obama's tears. If they're tears, they're crocodile tears, which means they're bullshit tears. But ignore my anger because clearly I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off because there are people today who have served their country in uniform, who have never committed a crime, who are currently on Social Security, and they will have their rights removed. I don't know why. They threaten no one. And in some cases, for people who are disabled, a firearm is the difference between having some small sense of security and no security at all. Or let's just be, let's just think of it this way. If these guns are so terrible, so evil, so bad, President Obama, take the guns away from the people who guard you. Take the guns away from the soldiers. If they're so bad, so evil. But then see, this is the deal. Some people have a right to point guns at people, and some people don't. Some people have a right to murder, but the rest of us only have a right to die. But anger aside, and yes, I'm kind of pissed off. About a year or so ago, really, actually before I left Seattle, I remember having a conversation. It might have been with my brother-in-law, Ufa. It might have been with one of my friends. But I remember saying, if you really want an indicator of when the next part of this worldwide depression, the next wave of this worldwide depression is going to hit, like when is the next shoe going to drop? I said, don't look at the stock market. Don't look at the markets. They're entertaining. Don't get me wrong. The markets are very entertaining, but they tell us nothing about reality because they are a complete and total fiction. If you want to know when the shit's about to hit the fan, wait for when Obama starts collecting weapons. Wait for the chilling effect. Wait for all of those actions so he can get those guns. Because listen, Obama's nobody. If it was Bush, if it was McCain, I hate to break it to you guys, especially the Republicans out there, but if McCain were president, he would be collecting the guns too. Don't be a fucking moron. This is not about Obama. This is not about Republicans or Democrats. This is about the fact that the economic system as we know it is about basically to collapse, and not in that muted way, I say muted in sarcastic quotes that you cannot see, of late 2008. We're about to pay the bill, the real bill, the bill we never paid. That's probably what this means. It has nothing to do with protecting children. It has nothing to do with protecting college students. If Obama wanted to stop these mass murders, you know what? They seem to all happen in gun-free zones. Maybe we should end gun-free zones. But needless to say, it's got nothing to do with people saving people's lives. They need to collect the weapons because everything, when I say everything, their world and their paradigms are about to fall apart. And many of them are shaking in their boots because when the world, and I just don't mean Americans, when the whole world wakes up and realizes how much they've been bamboozled by bankers, how much they've been lied to by central bankers, when they wake up to this, it's not going to be a good day to be Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Dimon or any of these motherfuckers. So yeah, I get it. This is not nothing to do with saving children. It has everything to do with basically the richest and most corrupt people in the history of the world saving their own fucking asses. So I don't know. I want to say good luck, and I think that's silly. That doesn't help. I'd like to say call your congressman or whatever, but come on, that's bullshit. I'd say try to form a protest, but I've tried to do that myself in the last few years, and other than the AstroTurf shit that Soros funds, nobody shows up. The reality is some very dark times are ahead. And the reason why Obama needs to do this has got nothing to do with Obama being a liberal or a Democrat. It's got nothing to do with socialists or Marxists. It has to do with power. And what the people in power now fear more than anything else is that they'll lose it. So I would say good luck, but like I said, it won't help. I would say pray, but if you have no faith and you haven't gone to church, I don't think that'll help either. You know, I mean, irrespective of the reality of the divine forces in the universe, you know. About the only thing I can say at this point is what I've been saying more or less for 5 years. Brace for impact.